Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Radio Row brings together the sports stations of America. It's actually quite overwhelming to experience, but there's a certain kinship. Taking calls, getting texts from mad sports fans. They've just finished their stint on 610 Sports Radio Kansas City. A four-hour stint, mind you. Cody and Gold. Cody Tapp, it's great to meet you on SEN Australia.
I appreciate it. I don't know that I've been on internationally before, but I'm happy to join you guys here. This is fun.
And Alex Gold, great to see you.
Likewise. This is a ton of fun. We were talking a little bit before we came on with you guys as well. You're kind of a Super Bowl vet at this point. And for us, this is kind of becoming normal with Patrick Mahomes taking the Chiefs to the Super Bowl on a fairly consistent basis, three times in 4 years.
I got to come to Kansas City in October and see a Monday night game. So what is it, the best smelling tailgate in the world, or certainly in America? Just give us a feel for the fervor in Kansas City a couple of days out from another Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think reminding people to not take it for granted that the Chiefs are in a Super Bowl yet again, but there's a lot of energy and expectation still that when you got Patrick Mahomes, even if the Eagles might have the better roster 1 through 53, fans are confident that no matter what, number 15, Patrick Mahomes is going to be able to seal the deal for this team, that he's going to be the difference maker still. And how can you not be confident in that being the case?
Like, every decade has a team, and we already know that it's the Chiefs. Like, every decade has it'll be the Steelers, and then it'll be the 49ers, and then the Cowboys, and the Patriots. Now it's the Chiefs. It's their turn to have that, like, even if it's not called that yet, that dynastic run, right? You are on that path. Now, winning the Super Bowl is really important for that. I think Chiefs fans know that. I try not, but I do kind of, like, I'm kind of used to it. Yeah, of course the Chiefs are playing in the Super Bowl. They always play in the Super Bowl. They have Patrick Mahomes.
How beloved is Mahomes?
I mean, he runs the city if he wanted to, you know what I mean?
Like, he owns parts of every sports team. He owns part of the Royals and Sporting Kansas City and the women's soccer team, the current. So, I mean, he might Andy brought us Whataburger. He might have brought us everything.
He's done quite a bit off the field. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Cody just outlined some of it. Yeah, whether it's sports teams or food franchises, you know, he could run for mayor tomorrow, and no matter who the mayor is already and how well he would win that in a landslide. He is, I think, perfect for Kansas City too. Though he's a Texas guy, but he's still very down to earth. You know, for a guy that is, you know, one of the best players we've ever seen play the sport, is so very humble in his interactions with the community and with the media. I think Kansas City is a great fit for him and vice versa.
Is there a sense of, in Chiefs fans, so you live through your life as a sports fan, I guess you hope that this moment arrives when you are a great team. Give us the course of the typical Chiefs fans' life as to whether they thought this day would come, and now that it's dawned, how they are with it.
Sure. So I'm 6 years older than Alex, and he spent his entire life not watching the Chiefs accomplish anything. I spent my entire life not really watching them accomplish anything. So no, you never think it's going to happen. You went through Tyler Palco. You get desperate. You talk yourself into Matt Cassel. When I was when I was a kid, they had just drafted like Todd Blackledge, but that was obviously going to go nowhere. So just like they were stuck in purgatory. They were never the NFL's worst franchise, probably until the very final year before Andy Reid showed up. So they spent a lifetime being like, this isn't going to happen. And in Kansas City, it's funny because like the Royals hadn't done anything in 30 years either. So it's like until the Royals won in 15, being a Kansas City sports fan wasn't all that easy. You didn't really think anything was ever going to turn on you. The Royals were one of the worst teams. So once the Chiefs got Andy Reid, that changed. They immediately became a competitive team. I think once that changed, you probably had real hope that things were different.
Yeah, that was the difference. The Andy Reid hire in 2012 changed the entire franchise. A lot of people would probably say, oh, Mahomes changed the franchise. I think Andy Reid changed the franchise. They were still winning a lot of games with Alex Smith. But to get them over the hump, of course, into now being a consistent AFC title game type of team, they've hosted five straight, and then now to be in their third Super Bowl in 4 years, that's from Patrick Mahomes. But, yeah, I mean, growing up in Kansas City, I think to be in a spot where you're expected to be in these big-time games now, is not something anybody could have really dreamt of growing up, or even a longtime Chiefs fan that might be a little bit older.
What sort of traveling brigade will they have here to Philadelphia? Will big representation in the stadium?
Well, so, we were asking this question, like, when we thought maybe it was going to be a neutral site game to Buffalo. Like, oh, if they have to play in Atlanta. We kind of thought that maybe Bills fans would have a slightly a bigger turn. But I think it's... So I went to the one in Miami. No fans really went to the one. It was just like the healthcare workers that went to the one in Tampa. In Miami, it was a shockingly good atmosphere, I thought. And between these two fan bases, I would expect both to have huge followings. Kansas City included. I mean, it's just not that far of a trip. I mean, flights can get expensive, but what's it, like a 3.5-hour flight? It didn't even take us that long to get here.
And I think selfishly, to your question before about expecting to be in these type of games, now because they've been in so many AFC title games, I think there's fans that have kind of not necessarily budgeted, but maybe have had, all right, we didn't go to it in 2019. We didn't go to it in 2021. Yeah. But now having an opportunity, making sure maybe that they set themselves up to save up and for once have a chance to go to this world-class event.
Alex, our calling position in Miami was behind a stronghold of Chiefs fans. And we sort of watched the body language throughout, knowing what was at stake and what they were trying to achieve. And we'd likened it to a couple of teams in Aussie rules back home. And progressively, sort of shoulders started to slump. And then they hit the bee sting play down to Tyreek Hill.
Oh, yeah. Jet Ship Wasp, which is a play that will go down forever in Chiefs history now.
And the environment changed instantly. And they didn't score on that play, but it emboldened the fans. And we sort of lived vicariously through those fans through that last quarter. And it was so fulfilling to see, not just for Mahomes, but for a group of fans who had craved this clearly for so long.
No question. I think it's weird, though, because since then, I think the Chiefs have become, you know, they're not the underdog story anymore. Yep. You know, back then, I think a lot of people were rooting for them. You know, in this game, more and more people, I think, are probably nationally on Philadelphia because Jalen Hurts is fresh, right? He's new. His story is great. This guy was benched in the college football national championship game, whereas now Mahomes has been in it multiple times. I don't know why he's not so well-liked. He's done nothing to dislike the guy. But I think from an underdog story, even though the Chiefs are officially underdogs in this game in the betting markets, Philadelphia fits probably more the underdog role with Jalen Hurts as their quarterback.
By the way, I was thinking of rugby the other day, right? We're not a big following, obviously, here in the States. But when Travis Kelce in the AFC, I swear to God, in the AFC title game, when he tried to pitch that ball back to Jarrett McKinnon, I'm like, would someone just show him the rugby grip? Just one time, you could spin a football that way, couldn't you? Just back a little ways?
Yep, yep.
I feel like nobody knows how to pitch in the NFL. I feel like they need one guy who used to play rugby to show everybody how to properly spin a ball backwards.
Yes, and it's quite easily taught as well.
They taught me once. I played rugby for 1 year.
I would love to see that.
I played scrum half, which is mostly just like get killed guy, as I remember it. I feel like I had to be right at the front of the line.
Cody, with the callers that you get and the texts that come, are they grateful fans or are they grizzled fans?
Oh, so you know what? I would say sports radio is always 50-50.
Yes.
They're all always grateful. There's a lot of people who are like, you're too negative. Look at this team. They're unstoppable. They're on this unstoppable pace. But I think that there's a lot of like greed. Mahomes, we think, is maybe the most talented quarterback in NFL history. So the anger is from greed. They're like, one's not enough, two's not enough. Like, we want you to want all of it. You're like, I want all of this all for ourselves. And I think when you're looking for that, you end up looking for perfection.
Yep.
So it's like, that one guy did that one thing wrong. I'm mad at that one guy. You're like, they're 14-3, and then they won both their playoff games. But with Mahomes, you're always looking to be perfect.
How obsessive has the focus been on the injury, on the high ankle sprain that's been followed around the world?
It has been the most discussed ankle ever, right? Ankle watch is what we called it back home last week. You know what's interesting, though? This week, not as much, honestly. I think it's because we saw how Mahomes performed against Cincinnati. And even on that big 3rd-and-4, he gets, you know, that was the fastest he had run in the entire game when they tracked it next-gen stats. So the confidence that it's another week to rehab the ankle. He didn't have to play a game during that. We know he's not going to be 100%. You're not 100% off a high ankle sprain, but seeing him perform that way, I think a lot of people are just looking at his progression that, all right, he's going to be in an even better position this go around. So it really hasn't been discussed as much as it was, no doubt, a week or so ago.
Concerned a little bit because of how good the Eagles' defensive line is. But yeah, we're not, I think, He had a high ankle sprain in 2019, and over the next two games, he averaged 350 yards and three touchdowns a game. Yep. He just played in this one with a high ankle sprain. Seemed fine. So it's like, it's hard to panic too much.
And Cody, if the Chiefs win again, what happens in Kansas City? What does Monday look like in Kansas City?
So, one, we know the parade will be later in the week.
Yep.
So we'll be here. We'll do our show from Phoenix. We both are going to the game on Sunday. Kansas City, the last time they were there, just stuff shut down for like a week. We're like, okay, we're not doing this stuff. Because like the day of the parade, they closed all the schools and a bunch of other businesses had closed. So I would assume a party. I think from a sports radio perspective, I think we got to start the dynasty conversation.
Yep.
Five AFC title games, two Super Bowl wins in 5 years, two Super Bowls in the last 4 years. Like, I think we got to start that up. Gold says we got to wait one more Super Bowl title. But I think that begins Monday for me.
Yeah, you know, so as far as the atmosphere and what Kansas City, I mean, you feel the energy during the playoff run, let alone after a Super Bowl victory. And so to Cody's point, you know, the productivity level just dips, you know, during playoff time in Kansas City from people in their offices. But it also, everybody's in a good mood, right? I mean, versus the alternative. So it definitely raises the morale and the pride that people have in Kansas City. But as far as Cody's talking about the dynasty stuff, yeah, I think if they win this one, then we can talk about it next year, if they win that one next year. Maybe we'll see, what is that, in Las Vegas
yep.
next year.
It was a lot more fun when they won it than they lost it.
Yes.
I'm very sure of that.
Will you watch it together? Will you sit together for the game?
So we're in the press.
I don't
we're
know if
in the
have
press area
to
together.
Each other.
Oh,
I don't know if
there's no cheering in the press area, is there?
Yeah. We're in the auxiliary press, so we don't get the box area. We're not important enough for that. So it's hard to say. If there's an open seat next to each other, we've watched plenty of games together, and we were both in Miami in the stadium, but we didn't sit together for that one either.
No.
So maybe it's better luck. We were in Miami, they won. We weren't in Tampa Bay, they lost. We're in, you know, now we're here. Feels like maybe we just need to sit apart, but at the game.
Thanks for adding to your 4 hours by stopping by Australian Radio and giving us a feel for what it's like in Kansas City. Cody and Gold, it's great to meet you.
Hey,
really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
The Stations of America here on Radio Row.